You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
West Brom, the only team not to concede an away goal in the Premier League so far. However, they did concede three at home to Everton on Monday night. Again, they should have won that one, Derek, having held a 2-0 lead. We've talked on numerous occasions on the podcast in the past about Tony Pulis and his pragmatism. But it cost him, I think, on Monday night. With 20 minutes left, he sacrificed Salomon Rondon, went ultra-defensive, bringing on Craig Gardner. That completely changed the direction of that match, I thought.
Well, it did, but, you know, no one would have argued with what he did at the time. You know, you're 2-0 up, you don't concede that many goals anyway. You know, why not do that? Every manager probably would have done the same, and it was just one of those things. They switched off West Brom and allowed Everton back into it. But, you know, you look at this match here, yeah, the odds are totally wrong, because Palace should not be odds on at home. If they were away from home, yeah, I'll back them any time. And it's the same with West Brom. West Brom are better away from home than they are at home. The odds are totally wrong here. I'm very, very tempted to back West Brom at what, 19-5, almost 4-1. But there's an even better bet here, and I cannot believe the price of this. West Brom haven't conceded a goal away from home in three matches. They've won two and drawn one, unbeaten in three matches away from home. No goals conceded. They're 100-30 to keep a clean sheet against Crystal Palace, who at home have only scored three goals. And, you know they're nowhere near as dangerous at home, Palace. I think it's an unbelievable bet. I was expecting 7-4, top whack. 100-30, unbelievable. That is my. It's not the bet of the season. It's not the bet of the decade. It's the bet of all time.
I love it. Beautiful.
West Brom to keep that clean sheet at 100-30. Here with William Hill, away from home against Crystal Palace. Bet of the century.
No, bet of all time.
Bet of all time.
It's like Muhammad Ali. This is the bet of all time.
Ben Hill, 4-1 to win a chariot race. That was a corker, but this is better.
I love it.
Fantastic. Lee?
I've got very similar stats written down, actually. You know, the Palace thing, and he scored more than one goal at home in seven, and that was an 87th minute winner versus Villa. West Brom only scored more than once away in 10. That was at Selhurst Park, actually, last season when they won 2-0. So even that, you know, that lends itself to what Derek's talking about. Yeah, I mean, everything Derek says is correct, in my opinion.
Always.
I think, you know, we know what West Brom will do, especially after that last result. You know, the interview afterwards, they were quizzing him, the manager, Pulis, on, you know, whether it was a Pulis-like, you know, performance and all the rest of it. And they were kind of getting a bit stuck into him, saying your players aren't really doing what you want them to do. He'll get them doing exactly what they're supposed to do. And as Derek said, Palace don't know how to open up teams like that at home. You know, you can see that from their home results. It's still a good team. The under 2.5 is well short. You're looking at odds on 13-20, I think it is. So I can't really be touching that, to be honest with you. One bet I was looking at was the time of the first match goal. Usually they allow us to go, time of first goal, 46th minute and over. Now, at the moment, they haven't got that for the actual match. They've only got it for the individual teams, which is a bit of a disappointment. So the time of the first Crystal Palace goal is 2-1 for second half, effectively. So I'd like to wait and see what we get with that. Usually they'd have that market available for us right now, so I'm not quite sure why it's not there. Look, you know, the other way to play this is to look at the second half over goals, or the highest scoring half. But I mean, I like Derek's bet an awful lot. I think that's probably going to be his nap from the way he's talking.
No, I'll find better.
You'll find better than that. But I'm going to go along with another one that Derek, you know, often cites here. 13-20 for under 2.5, 21-10 for under 1.5. I like that. I can see a 1-0 win either way. I could see a 0-0. I'll go for the under 1.5 goals in the match at 21-10. I wouldn't be surprised if the bag is nicked this.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.